Very pleasant. Good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night, the Marlins opened up the second leg of their final road trip of the season. It was their first of three at Coors Field in Denver, Colorado. A matchup last night between a pair of right-handers and Odrysimer Despaigne and right-hander Tyler Chatwood of the Rockies. And with a recap, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, it wasn't easy. Never is here at Coors Field. Maybe it's tougher than it had to be, but the Marlins in the end able to hang on, and they get a win over the Rockies tonight 5-4 in the opening game of this three-game series. Marlins improved to 4-0 on the season against Colorado, and they're now 2-2 on this last road trip of 2017. Our starters tonight for the Marlins, Odrysimer Despaigne in search of his first victory as a Marlin. Tyler Chatwood looking to get back on track for the Rockies after what has been for him overall a disappointing season. And this game was scoreless into the bottom of the third when the Rockies looked as though they were poised to take an early lead. Jonathan Lucroy led off with a triple. Ball hit out to right field. Giancarlo made a dive toward the line, couldn't quite get to it. Ball rolled all the way to the wall. By the time G chased it down, it was an easy triple for Lucroy. So the Rockies had a man at third with nobody out in the third inning. But the pitcher Chatwood popped to the second baseman for the first out. Then the league's leading hitter, Charlie Blackmon, with the infield in, grounded to short for out number two. So two outs later, Lucroy was still at third base when last year's batting champion, DJ LeMahieu, stood in for the Rockies. Pitch on the way, and DJ hits one in the air, right center field. On the run, Yelich. He's going way back. Stanton over, and Stanton reaches up, makes the catch, crashing into the wall. He and Yelich both go hard into the wall. They both pop up. G has the ball. What a catch to keep this game scoreless. That ended the third inning. What a great play for Giancarlo. We've said it over and over again. He deserves serious Gold Glove consideration. And, oh, yeah, he's hit 57 homers and driven in 126 runs this year. Everybody talks about the offense, but, boy, the defense has been spectacular as well. That catch saved a run. It's our move of the game brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. Maybe inspired by that run-saving catch, the Marlins' bats came alive in the top of the fourth against Chatwood with one out. Back-to-back singles by Marcelo Ozuna and Justin Bour had met at the corners for JT Realmuto. Chatwood from the stretch delivers, and JT bounces one up the middle and through, base hit center field. Ozuna scores, 1-0 Marlins. A base hit by Dietrich loaded the bases for Miguel Rojas. Chatwood stays out of the stretch, and Rojas slams one to left. Desmond going back, reaches up, has to go off his glove. He can't find it. One run is in, Bour scores, Realmuto being waved. They're going to try to score Dietrich all the way from first, and there won't be a throw. It's a three-run double for Miguel Rojas, 4-0 Marlins. Start of a big night for Miggy. The Marlins sent eight to the plate, scored four runs on five consecutive one-out hits in that fourth inning. And they appeared to be in command, but we warned you at the time at Coors Field. Always got to be very careful because big leads have a way of vanishing. And in the fifth, the Rockies got one run back. Trevor Story led off with a single. He was raced on a double play. But with two outs and the bases empty, pinch hitter Alexi Amarista singled. He was batting for the pitcher Chatwood, who was done at that point after five innings of seven-hit, four-run ball. He walked two, struck out five, 95 pitches, 57 strikes. Amarista was at first for Charlie Blackmon.
Payoff pitch to Blackmon. A swing and a ball lifted in the air to left center, and Ozuna can't get it. It shoots by him and goes to the base of the wall. Here comes Amarista around third. He'll score. It's a double for Charlie Blackmon, and the Rockies are on the scoreboard. It's a 4-1 game here in the fifth.
Well, Despaigne got LeMahieu to get out of that fifth inning, and the Marlins took a three-run lead into inning number six. Kyle Freeland, the rookie lefty, came on to pitch the sixth inning. He allowed a leadoff double to Derek Dietrich. Dietrich was on base four times in this game, a single, a double, and a couple of walks. But Derek wasn't at second base for long. Next up, Rojas again.
Here's the pitch, and this ball is rocketed into the air to left center. It is deep and a one-hopper off the wall. Coming around third base is Derek Dietrich. He's waved home by Freddy Gonzalez. And the Marlins have a 5-1 lead on another double by Miguel Rojas.
Well, things were looking good at that point. Little did we know the Marlins would have just one more hit and they wouldn't score again. They'd have to hang on for dear life in this one. In the bottom of the sixth, the Rockies got a run back. A leadoff double by Nolan Arenado. For Arenado, his 43rd two-base hit of the season. He took third base when Mark Reynolds flew out to center. Man at third, one down for Gerardo Parra.
Here's the pitch. Ground ball right side. Up with it, Bohr. He'll take it to the bag for out number two, and the run scores on Paris' ground ball to first. It's a 5-2 game.
Ian Desmond grounded to short to end the sixth inning, and that sixth inning would be the final inning for Despaigne. He left with a 5-2 lead. Despaigne gave up those two runs on seven hits in six innings, didn't walk anybody, struck out three through 91 pitches, 59 strikes. Brian Ellington got the seventh inning. He retired leadoff man Trevor Story on a great running catch in left center field by Marcelo Ozuna. That was out number one. But then Ellington faced Jonathan Lucroy. Ellington holds near the letters. Now the 2-2. And Lucroy, a long fly ball to deep left. Ozuna back again. Won't get this one, though. It's into the bleachers. Jonathan Lucroy has hit his sixth home run of the season. His second as a Rocky. And it's a two-run game now at 5-3. And the Rockies weren't done with Ellington in that seventh inning. Pinch hitter Raimel Tapia with an infield single. Ellington then a four-pitch walk to Charlie Blackmon. So down by a couple, the Rockies had the tying man on with only one out. Ellington pulled from the game. Drew Steckenrider came on to face DJ LeMahieu, and he walked the Rockies' second baseman that loaded the bags for Nolan Arenado. Pitch to Arenado is hammered to center field. Back goes Yelich. He's under it. He's going to make the catch. Runners are going to all tag and move up. It'll be a sack fly for Arenado, scoring from third base Tapia. It's a one-run game, 5-4 for Arenado, RBI number 127, to move one ahead of Giancarlo in the league. Well, Mark Reynolds then fouled out to the catcher, Real Muto, to end the seventh. We had ourselves a ball game, 5-4 headed to the eighth. Scott Oberg out of the bullpen for the Rockies. He was greeted by a Real Muto double. JT went 2-for-4 tonight. Single, double, RBI, a walk, and a run scored. When Oberg then proceeded to walk Dietrich and Rojas, the Marlins had the bases loaded with nobody out. Up a run looking for more. Chris Russin, the lefty, came on to face the pinch hitter, Tyler Moore. Moore hit a ground ball to the second baseman, LeMahieu. DJ came home, erased lead man, Real Muto. That was out number one. Base is still loaded, though, for D. Gordon. But D. hit a ground ball to first base. Reynolds fielded it, came home, cut down the lead man. That was out number two. So after the base is loaded, no outs. Now the Marlins have the bases loaded, two outs. Carlos Estevez came out of the bullpen to face Giancarlo Stanton. And he got Stanton on a comebacker to get out of the inning. So between Oberg, Russin, and Estevez, the Rockies strand three Marlins. After the bases were loaded with nobody out, Miami couldn't score in the eighth, and it stayed a 5-4 game. Drew Steckenrider in the bottom of the eighth looking to protect that one-run lead. Well, he struck out the side. Parra, Desmond, and Story back to back to back. We went to the ninth. Miami 5, Colorado 4. Marlins got two walks, and there was an error mixed in by LeMahieu for good measure. Marlins had a chance to score in the ninth, but Mike Dunn came on and got Derek Dietrich to pop to third, ending that threat. Marlins 11 men left on base in this game, so it stayed just a one-run lead into the bottom of the ninth. Kyle Bearclaw has never had a big league save. How about this for a chance to lock down number one against the Rockies, appearing to be headed to the playoffs. Great lineup, second highest scoring team in the league. At Coors Field, one-run lead, ninth inning. Well, he walked the leadoff man, Jonathan Lucroy, so it's going to be hard to begin with. Now it just got harder. Got a pinch runner, Mike Tauchman, the rookie, ran at first base for Lucroy. They picked up some speed there. Pinch hitter Carlos Gonzalez struck out on a Bearclaw slider for out number one. But Bearclaw still had a lot of work in front of him. With the tying man on, one out in the bottom of the ninth, he faced the league's leading hitter, the All-Star, maybe an MVP. We'll see. Charlie Blackmon.
Now he deals to the plate. A swing and a ground ball lined right to the first baseman. Up with it at first as Tyler Moore steps on the bag. They double off Tauchman. An unassisted double play to end the game. And the Marlins win a one-run ball game at Coors 5-4.
How about that? The line drive plucked out of the air by Moore. No chance for Tauchman to get back. He was right at the bag when he caught it. And the Marlins preserve the victory. 5-4, your final. For Miami, 5 runs, 10 hits, no errors, 11 men left. For Colorado, 4 runs, 9 hits, 1 miscue, the Rockies strand 6. For Odrismer Despaigne, his first Marlins win. He's 1-3. Tyler Chatwood takes the loss, 8-14. For Kyle Bearclaw, his first major league save. Time of the game, 3 hours, 30 minutes, in front of 24,685 on a brisk night here in Denver. Marlins now have won 5 of 7. They improved to 74-82 on the season. They're 35-47 on the road, 4-0 against the Rockies. Meanwhile, Colorado falls to 84-73. Rockies are 43-33, 10 over here in their home ballpark. They've lost 6 of their last 8. Could have taken a big step toward clinching the second wild card spot, but they fall to the Marlins 5-4 in the opening game of this 3-game series.
Marlins by 1 over the Rockies in Game 1 last night. Game 2 comes your way tonight at 8:40. Fish Family members, if you missed the Fish Family bonus code last night, I know we had a delay and it got a little late. That Fish Family bonus code is Denver. Denver is the Fish Family bonus code. Jose Ureña versus Tyler Anderson tonight at 8:40. We'll be on the air at 8:10 with Marlins on Deck presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll find some time to join us along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.